Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
All right, Monica, I'm here.
Hi, Cynthia. So I was rereading the notes, and I looked at my emails to see if I ever submitted a rate request for this amount, and I did not. So what I'm assuming is that I read the note that Sarah had put in incorrectly, and then I had quoted you that rate, and that was completely my error. I don't see anywhere here where it does state that it was approved when I had sent you that message. Now, the only thing I do see here is the message that my manager had sent me over, and she said that that rate was never approved by any manager. So, therefore, it cannot be honored, that the max that can be honored is $1,275. So, again, this was completely my error, and I completely apologize for this. I read the note incorrectly that was first initially put in this case.
Ay, ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Cynthia. I do apologize. I mean, I did the calculations with the
No. That is less that I was making. That is way less.
Are you getting overtime with your current agency?
Yes.
And they're paying you the time and a half?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because, I mean, with the time and a half, you know, you get the 1912, but if that's less than what you're making currently right now with your agency, then it doesn't make sense for you to switch. What are you currently making with your agency, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking. I am in 17, and I was switching because I was offered more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any other benefits from any company. I don't have insurance from the companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have my own insurance. The only that I look for is for the pay rate. And that's why I choose your company.
But they're paying you 17 like per hour or with your overtime, like on average?
Everything in average. Because we cannot think about with overtime, because that is that will not work for no one. This is not what I was expecting to start with a company.
No, I completely understand. And again, I'm so sorry. It was my error, and I took full responsibility for this. I read the note incorrectly when I had quoted you the $1,350. And then when I received the notice, I was away from Monday and Tuesday, so when I received the notice from my manager stating that it was never approved, I checked on my emails to see, because generally when we submit every approval, I send it up to a manager. So, and then I get a trace of the email of what was submitted, but I looked in and I never did that. I just went based off whatever notes I have seen, but again, I didn't read the note correctly where it said that they had to reach out to the finance department to see if it would get approved. I didn't read that portion, and I'm so sorry. I misread that, and I quoted you the incorrect rate.
I have to think about what should I do. I might not proceed with the transferring the case just because I feel so disappointed. It's not what I was expecting from a company. Honestly, I understand human errors happen, and that is totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm conscious we make mistakes. We're human, and that's okay. But I might need to think what I'm going to do next because I don't feel like comfortable pursuing the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't want to even talk at this point. I feel so stressed out. So
I'm sorry.
If you can please submit the request again, I will consider state. If not, I don't think we work because that now at this point, I cannot go back to the company that I was
mm-hmm.
because of the shame.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like I am staying because I was like, I don't know, that's not good.
No,
the situation is too terrible.
I just want to make sure that I'm understanding correctly. So you're getting, with the other agency, your $17 an hour plus the overtime, which would be you're getting
no.
$25.50
no.
for overtime?
No. No. It's like you do. In order to give me $17.49, you need to put a pay rate 13-something.
Okay.
They do the same.
Okay. So let me explain. Now that clears up everything. So being that they're able to offer you the $12.75, if I did the math, and what happens is that this is only for the first 40 hours. So you're going to get a total of $5.10 for the first 40 hours. However, because the overtime rate, you're going to get paid $19.12. The other 58 hours that you're going to get paid, you're going to get paid that amount of $19.12. So when you average everything out, you're essentially getting a pay rate of $16.52, which I understand is less. You say you're getting 17 on average with the other agency, correct?
Yes.
What I can try to do is see if they're willing to negotiate just a little bit better so we can either match that rate, but I don't think it's going to be $13.50 because my manager already told me that that's too high. I can try.
You can explain to her
mm-hmm.
How was offered to me in the first calls that I make. I did not call one time. I call like 2, 3, 4 times before I take my decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And you can also explain to her, this is a case. Very special because he is my brother-in-law. He's living with me with 4 years. In those 4 years, we never have an issue with any social worker or any home care agency. We only have one. We never call for nothing. And the only thing that we want is the pay rate. We don't have anything else, any other benefit. We don't even call. We just punch in and out, and we get our pay, and I do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy case, not a big deal. You can ask the other company and get reference. It's okay. And if you go to the records, if you have access to those records, you will see never drama, never problem. But this, for me, honestly, I was not expecting this. I am disappointed.
I'm so sorry, Cynthia. Let me get back to you. I'm going to speak to the manager and see if there's anything else that we can do on our end. And again, I sincerely apologize for the error that I made, that I quoted you that rate when it was incorrect on my end.
Okay. That was what I was promised. Actually, in the first call,
mm-hmm.
the first call I did, it was more the offer. And then when I text you or when I text whoever answered that test,
mm-hmm.
It was told, look, if you see it, pay rate, $13.60 per 40, and then $58 per 20.5, and then you correct me, or someone correct me and say, your hourly rate is $13.50.
No, yes, this was me. It was my texting line. Like I said, I did that incorrectly because I read the note incorrectly. And again, I sincerely apologize for that error. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach back out to my manager and see if there's anything else that we can do on our end to see if we can remedy the situation. And I'll definitely get back to you on this.
Thank you. I will be expecting your call patiently.
Of course, Cynthia. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.